Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Kicking off another week of the Bob Tuscan Show, riding shotgun with us, as he does most Mondays, Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve?
Hey, great shows last week, Bob. And,
you think so?
Oh, yeah, that was a great theme, really was. And I listened to almost all of them, well, quite a few of them, Matt, about 3 out of 5 days, and it was some really good stuff, man. Great
well,
health.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, really good.
I'm thinking our next themed week, and I know it's probably corny to do themed weeks or whatever, but I'm thinking the next themed week ought to be a survival slash gardening themed week, a prepping themed week for the springtime coming up.
Absolutely, and I've got a lady who's an expert in this, too. As a matter of fact, I've even talked to her about coming on, and she's got like 3 acres and is completely self-sufficient, uses chickens a lot. You know?
On 3 acres, folks. Okay, so it doesn't take much.
Right. I mean, these people are pretty. I mean, they're pretty intelligent, though. Her husband's a good friend of mine, and he's a construction guy, very handy, of course. But she's an on the ball lady, and she's going to get her master gardener certification pretty quickly here. But she's already got it running, so I'm hoping to get her on. But I mean, she can tell you how we can survive because, friends, if you've seen the situation with the produce speculations in California, it does not look good. I mean, everything, tomatoes, avocados, all kinds of stuff that's growing there, they're going to go way high in price this next summer. And
definitely keep your eyes on the food prices, folks.
Yeah.
That is a trend that we must pay attention to. And when the stuff hits the fan, the food is going to go through the roof. As the dollar continues to be devaluated, the food is going to go higher and higher and higher till that gallon of milk, hopefully it's raw milk, that you get from your farmer, is going to go from $6, which in all actuality, Steve, is what I pay, I think, for a half a gallon of milk.
Wow. Yeah.
You know that? I pay $6 roughly. It's closer to $5. It's $4.99 for a half a gallon of raw milk.
Of raw milk, yeah, right. Yeah. You can get a regular gallon for what, $3.50, $3.09, $3.18, something like that?
$4.99. You couldn't pay me $3.50 or whatever to drink that other stuff.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So I pay $4.99 for a half a gallon of milk. You know that's a sign of the times when you're paying $5 for a half a gallon of milk.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting is I live in dairy country too, Bob, and Luprino is building a very big cheese factory about 3 or 4 miles from where I live, and the dairies are going out of business unless they're the very, very big ones, which is really strange. You know what I mean? Little small family farm dairies are going out of business, and the big dairies are taking over, and this one friend that I know that's got a very, very large 3,000 acre. He's not a friend, but he's a guy that I know who my brother-in-law works for. Has a 3,000-head ranch of dairy farm cattle out there, and he's got a very big contract with his cheese factory. But, you know, the thing is, the small, little small, maybe a couple hundred head, they're going out of business out here in this wonderful middle of the country dairy land. And so it's very strange what's happening with all this stuff right now and the food prices and everything. Very, very interesting and weird.
It certainly is. Steve, we got a lot on our table tonight. I have a couple articles up on BobTuska.com that I want to go over. Speaking of food, Pepsi One filled with large amounts of a potential, if not actual, carcinogen. We'll tell you what that carcinogen is. I hope you don't drink that soda already. And even though we were doing Health Week last week, tomorrow night we have a great guest coming on. Ramil Nagel will be coming on to talk about healing tooth decay naturally. It's a fascinating book that he's written about tooth decay and the dental industry and the scam that is mainstream dentistry. It really is a big, hearty topic to discuss, and it has implications in many aspects of our lives and our health. You might say, Bob, that's kind of obscure and boring. You're going to be talking about dental issues? Well, tune in tomorrow night to find out about that. And also, we have a great author of a brand new book, Pamela Senzi, coming on. She's written an extensive book on 9/11 and so much more. It's going to be a great talk with her. Yeah.
Ah.
Jeez.
Too much raw milk.
No, I was eating right before I came on. I got, you know. Anyways, that was. Jeez. So, yeah, after that interview with Ramil Nagel, we'll have another guest on tomorrow night. Thursday night, we got a great guest coming on as well. It's none other than, geez, I keep drawing a blank about Thursday night. Anyways, I'll look it up and tell you who's coming on then. And then Mark Passio's coming back on for another show in the near future. So, cool. Got a lot of great guests coming on. As far as tonight's show, there's a lot of stories and a lot of news to get to. I want to talk about net neutrality for a bit, Steve. Are you okay with that, or are you neutral?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to be talking about this because this is a very serious issue. I mean, along with the TPP and everything else, net neutrality, they are trying to shut down free communication again because mm-hmm. we're the threat. If you're listening to us, you are the resistance, as you know, John Connor said in the Terminator movies. I mean, this is what's happening right now. They want to stop our communications. They don't like the fact that we talk to each other and we know something. You know, we know what they're up to. This is what the goal is to shut everything down and try to squeeze everybody out and make it much more like the mainstream news media, which is pure crap today. I used to work in it, friends. I left it many years ago. I can tell you I'm not at all sorry. And I'm glad to be talking to a great audience here at RBN where we can actually talk about what's really going on and not feel inhibited about it.
All right, so that's a yes as far as talking about net neutrality. All right,
absolutely yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we'll get into that.
I want to talk a little bit about cannabis in my home state of Florida. Tell you about the recent update on that issue, and I believe, and I'll present this hypothesis in a little bit, that Florida will be the tipping point for the rest of the country when it comes to medical marijuana.
Yeah, could be. Very good.
So we'll talk about that. And then the reason for that is simply Florida's a conservative state. And if Florida goes, so goes the rest. So that's an issue we'll talk about. I got an interesting story about Stephen Hawking. Yeah. That's right, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I got a story about him. Black hole theory, he says, was his biggest blunder. Biggest blunder. If science itself hasn't been filled with tons of these theories that have turned out to be completely bunk, well, here's another one to add to that list. And I'll talk a little bit about the Big Bang theory and my thoughts on that premise from my background of philosophy. Actually, Steve, I took a course in what was the exact name? Physics, philosophy. The philosophy of time and space is what it was called. And believe it or not, as a philosophy major, we take a look at these issues of the Big Bang theory and quantum physics and different aspects of space and time. So I hope to have an educated perspective on this topic that I can offer the listeners if they're interested. And I want to tell you about how Israel is, of course, very busy with a number of different things on the horizon. They have a new deal that they signed with one of your favorite companies, Steve. Did you hear about this?
Oh, boy. One of my favorites?
Lockheed Martin.
Lockheed Martin?
Lockheed Martin. I'll tell you about that. Geez, you know, I've just got a large stack of stuff to get to. So we'll just dive into it one by one, and we hope you join us for the journey tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Heck, and I'll open up the phone lines as well. 800-313-9443. Hey, if you can donate to RBN, they need your help. Go to RBN.com to learn more. RepublicBroadcasting.org.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
People are going to have trouble with this net neutrality.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. People are going to have trouble with this net neutrality stuff, man. And we're going to play a piece now called What You Need to Know About Net Neutrality. I have this full piece up on my website, bobtuscan.com. Hit it.
Review time. Hi.
And a lot of people are going to have trouble with this net neutrality issue, especially if you're stuck in a left versus right paradigm. Also for those who think the government can do no wrong. Yeah, it's a lot of lies, a lot of propaganda going on, a lot of trickeration. But this video right here is going to clear it up. You hear the term thrown around a lot. Open and free internet is what we want with net neutrality. Is that so? Keep watching.
Indeed, I remain firmly committed to net neutrality so we can keep the internet as it should be, open and free.
Could be witnessing the end of the internet as we know it. It sounds kind of dramatic, but it's on point. That's how some analysts are describing a major ruling which could change how much we have to pay to get online and what sites we can all visit. A federal court ruled that internet providers are free to block or slow down access to virtually any website. Think of it kind of like cable TV. Last summer, Time Warner blacked out CBS for several weeks here in New York City because of a dispute over fees. Analysts say that same thing could now happen between Time Warner, Verizon, or Comcast, or even, say, Google. Another scenario, you might have to pay more for specific websites, the same way you'd have to pay more for certain TV channels in bundles. For instance, you go to Google, you search, in this case, Fox, because we can safely do that without getting in any trouble. You click through to FoxNews.com. Now, you might have to pay more to get our videos quickly. You know, you might have to pay for more. There are a million different ways that you might have to pay, because the ruling was net neutrality said the internet is equal. No matter what's there, it's all treated the same. No matter what you want, you can get it. They say that this would make for better online service. But opponents say it will eventually limit our access to the internet and could cost all of us a lot more money. Joining us now is tech guru Larry Fishelson. He's the CEO of the telecommunications company Dynalink. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
We pre-interview all of our guests, our bookers do, so that we know, have an idea of what their position is. And I looked at this and I saw that you say this is good for the companies and the consumers.
Absolutely. This was a terrible piece of legislation, and it was a wonderful court ruling yesterday. The best thing going out there right now is the internet. The internet right now is free and open. So to call net neutrality neutral and call it open is the opposite. It's not neutral and it's not open.
You sound like a corporate shill.
Well, you know what it is? The internet.
Well, you do.
Okay, I might sound like corporate shill, but the whole idea with the internet is you could use anything on the internet. So what the government's trying to do is to get in to tax it and regulate it. Now, it's a business, and it's a for-profit business in the private world. So the carrier's got to go ahead and build out networks and broadband so everybody gets that service.
So now people with money will have more access than people without money.
Oh,
and the whole idea behind the internet in the first place was that everybody has equal access. It's not just for rich people. Everybody has access.
But that's not
And this shoots a hole in that.
But that doesn't shoot a hole in it, because what happens is there are some businesses that are taking up, let's say, 20, 30% of the bandwidth. So to go ahead and not charge them more and give everyone else the same price isn't right. It's a business. Just like the cable business is a business, you have to get, you know, people that go ahead and advertise on the business for it to go on. Now, what's going to really happen here is I don't think anything's going to happen, because before net neutrality, the internet's been thriving. So I don't think there's going to be any changes. I don't think there's going to be any extra charges. I think that's just a scare tactic.
Well, the whole internet disagrees with you, and every single fact that you read about what net neutrality is, how the internet was born, what it's meant to do, flies in the face of everything you're saying. So I don't understand how
well,
you
what
make
this
that. Who pays you?
Well, what this says is they got to stop. I have my own business, so nobody's paying.
Right,
yeah, there's no conflict of interest. I've
okay.
been in the telecom business over 20
right
years.
On.
Why it's great for the consumer is you have all these other businesses, Google, Facebook, Amazon, that spawned from the internet. So if the internet stays open, you're going to have more e-commerce come out. You're going to have more entrepreneurs. You're going to have more creation of wealth around the whole country.
Yeah, but the ones that are monopolizing the internet now can start charging individuals more. For instance, the Googles and the Amazons of the world can now charge for services that at right this moment are free. And people who have money will then have access to that, and people who don't will not, right?
Well, I mean, it's
isn't that true, though?
Well,
is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes, but in the whole world, it's a profit business. So if you can't afford, you know, not everything's necessity. If you can't afford to get a certain product and you don't make the money to get that product, then you can't get that product.
But
this
right now,
this is a free market. But this
but right
is a free market society that works. It's the free market.
Neutral. It's working right now just fine, isn't it?
It is working right now. So what the government's trying to do here is nationalize it, come in so they could tax it and regulate it and control it. And this is the whole redistribution of wealth and getting control. It's a free market thing. We're a capitalist society. Not everyone
gets... The
whole
world is not a capitalist society. And I would recommend to our viewers that our viewers read about this. Because it is about to change. Everything is about to change depending on what the courts rule next. Net neutrality is very near its end. If you care about the internet, Google it while it's still free.
Net neutrality is gone. No more net neutrality, as you've heard. Well, that's what they're saying. Take a gander at this article. Net neutrality is dead. Bow to Comcast and Verizon, your overlords. You see, I put fear right there because that's what they're doing. They're trying to get your fear. Striking down the FCC's rules protecting the open net was worse than the most dire forecast. Yeah, this is what they want you to see. People getting outraged right now as I speak. Some of y'all got outraged because you saw that last video with Shepard Smith selling the fear. See, now that net neutrality is supposedly gone, we get this right here. Yeah, this is more fear sent to you. A user made this. Somebody, I don't even know who made this thing, but this is supposed to be an example of what life without net neutrality is. But look, we haven't always had net neutrality. What was life like before net neutrality? I remember the internet being okay. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't understand what they're saying when they say, I support net neutrality. Take a look at this. More fear. Verdict. Net neutrality is dead. Fear. I put that right there. I put the fear part. But look at what they're doing. You get these little Coney 2012 reactions. Tell the FCC, restore net neutrality. Tell the FCC. See, this is where the sick part comes in. It's a trick to get you to support the FCC, to make you want to give the FCC more power. Understand, FCC means government control. You want to hand over control to the FCC when they have no business regulating the internet in the first place. Because when you really look into it, you don't really want government intervention in the internet. You want to keep it the way it was before net neutrality. Net neutrality gives the government control to make regulations and make rules. Go ahead. Ask me if I want government intervention in the internet. No. Nope. Heck no. Let me show y'all what actually happened. The FCC may have lost its battle in federal court last week to enforce its net neutrality rules, but the ruling actually gave the agency what some are calling unlimited authority to regulate almost every aspect of the internet. The decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals from the District of Columbia was initially deemed a blow to the principles of
the Bob Tuscan Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
So, Steve, we were talking about net neutrality the other day, you and I, off the air. And I told you, you know, part of me understands the idea that certain bandwidth hogs should not get to have the same sort of access to bandwidth and internet communications for the same price that other people who are less invasive. And on the surface, that argument has some element of truth to it, does it not?
Yeah, except for, you know, we go back to the old argument about scarcity, Bob, and that's the question here. I mean, there's not enough energy, there's not enough food, there's not enough oil, there's not enough money, there's not enough
internet.
But there's too many people, right? You know, are we really that short of bandwidth? I mean, I'm trying to figure out why people are saying there isn't enough bandwidth. Yes, I know that traffic increases at certain times, like in prime time in the evenings, of course. And there are difficulties with certain very, very large operators consuming so much of this bandwidth. But it seems to me like the answer really isn't, you know, deciding who gets what. It's just providing the bandwidth we need. It's like energy. You know, we've been told that there's an energy shortage, so we've got to have these new light bulbs that are toxic. We've been told that, you know, the carbon dioxide is causing global warming, which is the reason why we're having this huge freezing winter that we're having all over the country, and it's coming your way again, Bob. By the way, it's here in Colorado, and it's all across the Midwest already. Everybody knows. I mean, it sounds to me like the whole thing is about, well, we don't have enough bandwidth for everybody. And so the reason is we've got to find a way to let some people control or pay more for the option of having that access to the limited scarcity amount of bandwidth. Is that what you're hearing? That's what I'm hearing through all this.
That's essentially the case. And as usual, the solution to one problem is the creation of so many more problems.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we've seen this before so many times with things like this. I used to work in, we've talked about this before, and I don't want to go into it unless we want to deal with my my background and my past as far as working in broadcast television. But ladies and gentlemen, I was around, and I told Bob I had a very good friend who ended up being one of the top executives of Comcast, what is today Comcast. It was then TCI Cable, okay? He was a billionaire. I grew up with him. I knew him very well. He had a drug problem. He's dead, okay? But I've known his family. I've known a lot of his associates and people like that, people like John Malone. I worked in free television back in the days when ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and Fox was coming on at that time, and a few other independent broadcasters, you know, Tribune and people like that. I mean, we provided everything for free. And then somebody got in the middle. It was called the cable companies. And for a long time, they didn't even want to pay the regular ABC, CBS, NBC affiliates who were carrying about 60% of their market share. And at the same time, they were bringing in all kinds of competition channels to compete with them. You may have liked some of those, MTV, ESPN, Home Shopping Network, all this kind of stuff. You know, film and TBS and, you know, the various different kinds of things that are out there. But, you know, the bottom line is that they just sucked the life out of the free network that we were getting and got in the middle of it. I don't have cable today, friends. I actually worked for that company for a while. I disconnected it. I'm not going to pay $60 a month to watch 35 different or 185 different channels that I never look at. No. You know, I mean, and then, so I'm predicting that this is going to go the way of Obamacare. There's going to be a revolt. People aren't going to buy it. They're not going to pay for it. And they're going to want what they're going to want to get for the cheapest way they can get it. And that's what they call the free market, the real free market, not the imposed free market. So net neutrality is like the Affordable Health Care Act, like the Patriot Act, you know, all these other things that are phony in terms of what you're being told they are. And in reality, it's just a corporate grab. And they're trying to squeeze out people like us, people who are communicating. And I don't know, call us up if you're having difficulty getting our signal. But I think the reality is, Bob, that they're trying to squeeze out everybody who's competing with the mainstream news media. That's really what's going on behind all of this. And they're claiming there's a scarcity to do it. Where have we heard this before? It sounds like the same thing to me. But that's my take.
I agree. That sounds like an adequate take on it. So, net neutrality, I hope it doesn't go. In fact, where does it stand as of right now?
Well, according to this article, you know, January 20th, 2014, last week, a U.S. court struck down net neutrality, taking the Internet out of the public domain.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And generously placing it under the control of a handful of global telecom giants. So, I mean, I say it's time for us to ditch those telecom giants, just boycott them and find our own services. I'm really thinking that we're on the verge of reinventing the American economy here, because we have to with Obamacare. And if we have to do it with the Internet, we're going to do it again. Because getting these people out of our pockets, friends, you know, don't pay for cable television. I'm watching it off the aerial, and I'm a long ways from the transmitter. And I'm an old free TV guy, man. I remember the cable industry was just getting started when we were running television. But in 1 year, CBS lost 10% of its audience to cable and to ESPN and people like that, HBO. You know, people wanted to see, and they wanted to pay for it. And if you want to pay for it, you can. But, I mean, the reality is, you know, we are in a situation where companies are trying to get in the middle between your services and you. That's all it is. They're just trying to set up a middleman operation, just like they did with cable years ago. And as a person who's an old-time broadcaster, we've got a lot of affiliates out there and people like us, you know, that enjoy just giving this program away for free, I say it's time that you just disconnect from these people who are charging you if you can, and watch offline and watch for free. I see all the things I need to see. I will watch the Super Bowl for free. I'm not going to pay for it. You know, I will watch whatever shows I want.
More importantly, you'll watch the Super Bowl? Jeez.
Yeah.
Steve-O, you're killing me, man.
Hey, you know, I'm an old, I'm from Denver, dude. I'm sorry to say that.
Is that who's in the Super Bowl? Denver and who else?
Seattle, man. The two states that have free and legal marijuana recreational use, Washington and Colorado, are in the Super Bowl. So what does that tell
you? How about that? You think there's something to that, huh?
I think, I don't know, man. It's just this coincidence. But
it's a conspiracy. You know, the bottom,
yeah. I have a lot of respect for Seattle, too. It's going to be an interesting game. I can't say that I have a really super, of course, I'd like to see the Broncos win. But, you know, if the Seattle Seahawks win, I'd be kind of
only happy. If the people would toke up in the stands watching the game.
Yeah, well, they will be at home, you know, and they'll be watching it for free in most cases. But, you see, this is where it's going.
How do you watch the Super Bowl for free?
You just hook up your television set. There's a thing that used to, it's not actually a new invention, but you can actually use it. It's called an aerial.
Oh, you mean those little bunny ears?
Yeah, yeah, only with they're a little different now today with the HD TV, but they still work. And people are, the old television stations and broadcasting transmitters are still working, friends. And you can watch the TV. And you know what? It actually looks better from what I'm seeing. The on-air delivery is better than what I've seen on a lot of cable systems. So, I mean, if you want to pay for 188 and 129 million channels, whatever it is, and, you know, get sucked for all that money.
You know how many channels the average person watches?
Let's see, two, maybe three.
It's closer to 10.
Really? Okay.
But 10 channels. And could you imagine all those schmendricks out there that spend $100 each month to get 500 channels, and they, in all actuality, watch 10, maybe 20 at the very most?
Yeah. And I understand what
joke.
Yeah, they want to watch certain sports events and things like that. And I understand that some people are that way, you know, and there's sometimes things that you want to get a hold of. But personally, I say no, no way. I'm not going
to
pay
you. You couldn't pay me that kind of money to watch TV.
Right. Well, they had to pay me to produce that TV that people watched for many years. And I remember
the days.
You were
a propaganda artist, Steve.
I was at that time. No, I just was an engineer. I ran the transmitter, and we broadcasted 60 Minutes every Sunday, and it was the number one show on CBS. And, you know, I remember running football games. I remember running very, very big shows. I remember sending feeds back to CBS, things that went back over the line, back through the system and out over the network. You know, we did a lot of that kind of stuff. And, I mean, we did it all for free because the commercials – paid for it. And then I thought, well, you know, most people are thinking that when they pay for television, they're not going to see commercials. You don't see commercials on cable TV.
Yeah, either. Right.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right.
I mean, look at the internet. Yeah. Right now, Rod.
Yeah.
It's all over the internet. You can't go to a website these days without a million pop-ups. And that's good for certain websites. You know, go to my website. I don't have any ads up yet, but I will if I, you know, if I'm able to spread the word and make a few Federal Reserve notes in the process to feed my family and put food on the table here, and I'm going to take them up on those ads. But, yeah, it's how it works. So yeah. You'd be naive to not acknowledge that. But anyways, Steve, when we come back here in a moment, you know, I saw this story pop up on a number of different lamestream media outlets, and I just couldn't believe they were reporting it in such a pretty much blunt and straightforward way. The White House says that they want to move without Congress, and they're basically saying their executive orders are the way to go.
Tuscan Show. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. StemGevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Obama uses his pen and phone, pen being the use of so-called executive action, aka generally limited policy declarations that a president takes unilaterally, is expected to be a major theme of his State of the Union tomorrow night.
Yes. But Bob, you got to remember, he's extending unemployment benefits for a lot of people. I mean, this is an emergency because we have so many people unemployed.
Sure.
And the reality is, let's be honest, you know, without unemployment for a lot of people right now, with this wonderful economy in the recovery that we're having right now, we got problems. So it looks to me, and I'm just guessing, that this is kind of a setup, isn't it? I mean, it's a no-win situation. And unfortunately, unemployment has not been refunded to the dedication that they need it to be. So it leaves Mr. Obama the option of doing something to in an actual emergency that's been created so that he can have his executive power. That's
okay. I'm seeing a few puzzle pieces come together here, Steve. All right. And I don't want to be hyperbolic about this. I don't make predictions. I don't do the whole doom and gloom stuff. I'm practical and pragmatic about my assessments on things. But I have a few things that I want to put together, and hopefully it won't be the case, but you tell me. All right, folks, listen to this. Listen very closely. Matt Drudge. You know who Matt Drudge is?
I sure do. Yes,
the Drudge Report.
The Drudge Report.
I almost said the S word. The crappiest website, okay? The crappiest website with all the crappiest headlines. Okay, but he was there from the very beginning,
right,
pushing the news. I almost said it again. This is a family show, folks. Bob's got to watch his language, okay?
Right.
Pushing the shows. Pushing the shows, the news. And he did have a story that you might have heard about. Monica Lewinsky. That captivated the masses right when the internet was basically at its beginning.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's continued to do the same kind of work, too.
And he's continued to do the same kind of work, yeah, for the most part. He's a twit, but he also has a Twitter account. And on his Twitter account, he made a statement that has made waves. Have you heard about this, Steve?
No, I don't think I have, unless it's one of the ones that I have heard about and I'm not bringing it to mind. Go ahead.
All right, Drudge Twitter. I'm going to do a search for it and see if it comes up here.
Okay.
Drudge Twitter. Because I want to get his exact words. He basically said, have a backup plan. Here we go. Here's the news. Examiner wrote on it. Drudge, Matt Drudge. By the way, he's a homosexual. I don't know if that matters, but he is a homosexual. Conservative. He's one of those log cabin guys. On Friday, January 24th, after two highly controversial tweets, Matt Drudge added a third cryptic four-word tweet. Drudge left this tweet dangling on his Twitter page, open to interpretation at will. He tweeted, have an exit plan. Have an exit plan.
And so when
for Drudge, context, on January, what's that, Steve?
I said when Drudge tweets that, have an exit plan, that opens up almost, it's almost like, this is not a test, right? I mean,
you make what you want from it. But that's what he wrote, have an exit plan. For context, on January 23rd, Steve, Matt first tweeted, they are going after the Obama critics with indictments, Virginia government, now Dinesh D'Souza, Holder unleashing the dogs. Okay, that's a partisan tweet. And he added another tweet, Holder dangling indictments over News Corp's head to behavior modification. All partisan tweets. But this recent one, have an exit plan. What's the stock market doing today, Steve?
Well, it's been down last week, of course, and there's been some shaking and rumbling. You know, we covered that story about George Soros and his international finagling. Here's another international criminal that should have been stopped a long time ago. But
well,
yeah,
just today, that global stock decline that everybody's been talking about recently, not news to you and I. We know this was coming.
Right.
That global stock exchange continues.
Yeah.
The global not stock. Yeah. It continues, but the decline, rather, continues.
Mm-hmm.
So we got this decline going on. We got the State of the Union coming up. We got Matt Drudge, who, love him or hate him, is probably somewhat in tune to what's going on. I mean, maybe not, but it's interesting nonetheless. You got a number of different things going on with Bitcoin at the moment. You heard about the arrest of the Bitcoin exchange guy?
Yeah, they were laundering money with the Silk Road drug cartel. But yeah, I mean, it's such a joke to talk about two people operating with Bitcoin laundering money when you have the Federal Reserve. They don't launder money. They just remanufactured it, you know, is all they did. And even the price of postage stamps is going up. What does that tell you about inflation? Hanging right out in the, you know, in the nether, you know, getting ready to come through. But the bottom line is, you know, Matt Drudge has covered so many things. He says, have an exit plan. And this, of course, has, like I said, has ramifications of terror. It's like, this is not a test, right? I mean, this is almost like a shock. It's kind of rumbling through the underground news hound dictionary of what does this mean, right?
So, you make your own conclusions. But this is something to definitely pay attention to.
Well, they're desperate. And, yeah. I mean, the New World Order is desperate. We know that. Yeah.
All that being said, you know, we should be ready regardless of this, you know. But maybe now is that time to say, hey, okay, maybe I should go to the store and buy a few extra cans and do a few extra prepping tasks, buy a few extra bullets maybe. I'm sure people are already doing that. And, well, now's a good time to also help support RBN because, well, things are tight. When everything else is tight, it's tight for this. And in these times when stuff hits the fan, we got to stay on the air. We got to keep doing this to be that beacon of truth, that beacon of practical, pragmatic information. And that's what this show's all about. So yeah, RBN's doing a pledge drive. I know you've heard about it all day if you're a frequent RBN listener, but if you have yet to donate, act on it. Donate to RBN. Donate to myself. If you can afford to donate to both and give us each, you know, some extra change. I can guarantee this, Steve. Any donations I'll get will go right into prepping.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I
can guarantee it.
I don't know the details, but there was somebody who was going to help and dropped out, and that's kind of why you guys are in a lurch, you know. Is that fair to say? I mean, it's not...
I don't know the details either. RBN needs the help. They might turn the lights off if they don't. And I've heard different stations threaten that before, and it happens. It happens. A lot of the other ones that I was with have closed their doors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was on Oracle Broadcasting for a while, and I was on a number of different stations. They've closed their doors. So when the stations say that, folks, they mean it. And RBN's been around from the get-go. So,
yeah, they have a very big help. They're intending on coming through, and that drops out. That leaves them in a lurch, and that's the situation. So
that's completely disconnected from the statement I was and the discussion about Drudge. And
yeah, what about Drudge? Get back to Drudge.
It's completely disconnected.
So but, what did that mean? Say this, yeah, what happened with all that?
With Drudge?
Yeah, I mean when he tweeted that that you know have an exit plan. I mean he tweeted that.
Well,
right?
it's made waves. People are saying, "What the hell is this guy talking about?" And it's so cryptic how he said it. He had no context, no real context to it. So he left it hanging. So let's talk about that some more. Let's get some callers next hour. We'll open up the phone lines. And if you want to make a donation by phone, you can also call RBN at 800-724-2719. Or you can just call our call-in number, 800-313-9444.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. And